This is Laura Zierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Sandra Sneed, Chief Operating Officer at Memorial Regional Hospital. Sandra, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this podcast with Becker's.
Well, the pleasure is all ours, and you know, I'm really looking forward to talking with you a little bit more about your strategy at Memorial Regional and what you're really looking forward to in the future. But before we dive in there, can you tell us a little bit more about how you are today? Where does this podcast find you?
Well, I can say that this podcast finds me doing very well. It is a Monday morning, and I have to say the week is off to a good start. I work with a great team. My colleagues on the C-suite here are CEO and a CFO and our CNO and our VP of Operations. We just had a very good executive team meeting this morning, and I just like the way the organization, what we're doing. We've got the system is really moving in a good direction strategically. So you find me in a pretty good space this morning, optimistic.
That's great to hear. Absolutely. And, you know, definitely excited to learn more about how you're thinking about the future. For those listeners who are less familiar with Memorial Regional, can you share a bit more about the hospital and so they can better appreciate your perspective today?
Absolutely. So Memorial Regional Hospital is located in Hollywood, Florida, in Broward County. And we are the flagship 700-bed tertiary quaternary level one trauma center. And we're the flagship hospital for the Memorial Healthcare System, which has about six hospitals. And we are located right here in Hollywood. So as I said, we're the flagship. And I have the honor and privilege of serving as chief operating officer. And I work very closely and under the direction of our CEO, Peter Powers, as well as the rest of our executive team, as I mentioned earlier. So that is that's the type of hospital. And we are very full, very busy. We are a major trauma center in this region in Broward County. And Broward County is north of Miami, north of Miami-Dade County, and we're south of the Palm Beach area. So we're sandwiched right in between those two counties.
Wow, what a great location to be at. And certainly, it sounds like you have an amazing patient population and community that you're serving. Could you more about where you're spending most of your time and energy on as the COO for these past few months? What is commanding most of your attention?
Well, I can say operations, day-to-day operations, but we're very team-focused here. But one of the major initiatives that I am working on along with the rest of the team is throughput. As I said, we're a 700-bed level one trauma center, and we have an abundance of patients. And so one of the challenges we have are to move patients through our system. We see about 100,000 ED visits a year, and our ED is very, very busy and always full. And then again, we are the major trauma center in Broward County. So what I've been working on with the team is how do we more efficiently improve the rate at which we move people through our hospital? How do we address ED overcrowding? And often when you see ED overcrowding, emergency department overcrowding in any hospital, it's only a symptom of the inpatient discharge processes. And so we have a hospital-wide throughput initiative where our inpatient staff is working with the ED staff, also looking at the whole continuum of care. We have some post-acute strategies as well. And it takes a village. So it's a system initiative. And we have our own task force right here at the flagship that aligns with the system initiative. And the goal is to improve things like median emergency department boarding time. And also we're working on improving the percentage of patients that we discharge before 2 p.m. because that improves throughput as well to make sure we more and more of our patients, we are safely, you know, making opportunities for them to leave, you know, medically stable, providing what they need after they leave here. And so we have a lot of initiatives to improve the whole discharge process, making sure we safely discharge people, but also improve our rate of discharges before 2 p.m. That is an industry standard. And what I've learned in my experience, not just here, but at other hospitals where I've worked, the earlier we can initiate discharges, the earlier better patient flow works. And so if you think about throughput, which is really the rate at which you move patients through a hospital, the more we can move patients early in the day, it allows us to reduce the emergency department overcrowding. So that is a huge initiative at the hospital level and at the system level. And it takes up a good percentage of my time.
I can imagine, you know, that's such a complex process, but certainly as you were talking through, you know, why it's so important, really gets a lot of attention, and certainly will be great for patients as well as the hospital overall to have that throughput be as efficient and effective as possible. Can you isolate a specific operational KPI that has undergone great change in your organization this past year, for better or for worse, and tell us what you see as the story behind it?
Sure. In fact, I'd love to share. We measure median emergency department board time. And so that is the definition for that is the number of time, hours, a patient waits in the emergency department after the physicians have determined they require inpatient care. So after they've been admitted to the hospital, the board time is how long does it take us to get that patient from the ED up to an inpatient bed. And so again, the challenges we have, our hospital must be maybe 70 years old. And so while we have an excellent facilities department and we're in good shape, we don't have the amount of private rooms that we need. And so we have to really be efficient and how we, you know, move patients from the ED to our inpatient units. And so there's a lot of processes that are in place. It's a multifaceted approach. And I'm happy to say that over the last year, from like January of 2023 to January 2024, we've been measuring median ED board time. We have seen a significant, a 38% improvement. So, and, you know, we now, and again, you have to think the nature of our hospital. We see the sickest, the most complicated cases. We see horrific traumatic injury. In addition, we do some very complex surgeries. And so given all the different programs that we have here and the sheer volume of patients, we've made a big dent in our ability to get patients from the ED or from PACU after surgery, after a procedure, to get them into a bed. So in the aggregate, we have experienced a 38% improvement on that KPI.
That's amazing to hear, and what great results. I can imagine something that is really your team is very proud of. When you look at, you know, the operational aspect of it behind what is driving these results, what would you say really came together? I can imagine, like you've mentioned, a lot of factors going into this and really being successful, but can you tell us a little bit about one or two of the specific changes that you made or the team made in order to really drive these results?
Certainly. There are a few things. We restructured So now we have a point of entry program so that we look at the admissions, and we have a team, case management, that really works with our ED physicians to identify patients, you know, the most, make sure we're admitting the most appropriate patients and diagnosis. And sometimes do we need to provide other resources? So we look at, you know, people who don't necessarily need to be admitted to a hospital, but they have nowhere else to go. So we look at those patients, and if they really don't require the high complex inpatient care, and we have treated them in the emergency department, then we provide resources so that those patients don't have to be admitted. Because unfortunately, sometimes you see that where patients really don't need an inpatient bed. So being more astute and discerning and making sure we only admit the sickest patients who really require complex inpatient care. And so that's called the point of entry program that is run by our case management team. Then the other thing is rounding, and I want to call them, some places call them progressive care rounds, some people call them interdisciplinary rounds, and some people call them multidisciplinary rounds. But rounding on every unit in the morning, the whole team, the nurse managers, the physician, the pharmacist, the physical and occupational therapists, the social workers, of course, you know, the physicians, and looking at the plan of care, looking at discharge milestones, you know, looking at the geometric length of stay, and, you know, are when we are hitting the medical milestones and then the discharge milestones, looking at social needs, looking at social determinants of health. So that team comes together every day on every unit. And that probably has been one of the biggest successes in identifying and preparing patients for discharge and increasing and improving the rate at which we appropriately discharge patients from the hospital. And then another tactic that has worked really well is having a more effective surge plan or response plan. When we have patients, like just an abundance of patients and no beds, we call a call purple alert. And that is when every nurse manager, EVS, our environmental care, our transport team, our physicians, case management, social workers, administration, we all come together and we go into surge mode. And we always can work to find additional beds. So that has helped a lot. When we get really backed up, instead of, you know, just waiting and piling up and getting those large numbers, what has really helped us keep, you know, decrease our ED board time is that we have a certain threshold. And when we call that, it's some places call it a surge plan, but when we call it a purple alert, that means everyone comes together, and our ED nursing leadership usually run it very closely with the inpatient state team, director of nurses, and collectively we identify patients that are ready to go, but maybe there are some barriers, and so we work on removing barriers immediately so that we can, you know, don't discharge that person who doesn't really need to be in a hospital. So those are the three tactics that I think have been probably the most impactful, and there's at least a dozen other projects, smaller projects that also impacted. And it's also a culture change as well, culture shift, you know, preparing patients for discharge earlier, letting them know, you know, keeping the discharge date or the estimated discharge date, keeping that on the whiteboards in every inpatient room, something like that. So we're preparing our patients, you know, for discharge and getting them, you know, mindset that, you know, we're going to take care of you. We're going to heal, you know, we're going to heal this. We're going to provide you know, with the care and the resources necessary. And you can expect to be discharged on a certain day. So that helps too, preparing patients and giving them, you know, engaging them in the process.
That's great to hear. And Sandra, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners, or any message you'd like to leave them with?
Well, no, I just want to say that, one of the biggest trends, I was able to serve on another panel a while ago, and we identified, major trends that consumers are, expecting today. And again, the biggest one right now is access. And I've talked about access through the ED, and because that is the front door for many, many, for most hospitals, like most, industry, I would say industry is most people in the industry hospitals get anywhere from 60 to 70% of their patients come from the emergency department. So when we look at access, to just be cognizant that that's what all today's consumer is expecting in healthcare, whether it's ambulatory services or ED, really waiting is no longer acceptable. When I first came into healthcare, probably about 30 years ago, it was okay. It was okay to wait in a doctor's office. It was okay to wait hours in the ED. It was okay to wait, weeks for an appointment. But that's not acceptable anymore. So I think that as a healthcare industry, we have to continue to work on providing access to our patients. So those are some closing thoughts. And that's why I love what we're doing here at Memorial Regional Hospital. I'm working with improving access and throughput in our emergency department.
I love that. Thank you, Sandra, so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been such a fun and interesting conversation, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Absolutely. And it's always fun to talk about work and how we improve our ability to take care of patients. It's always, I love this. So thank you for giving me a forum to talk about the work I do. And I look forward to the next time.